Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from the Rockford, Illinois area, not running for re-election because he got gerrymandered. The Democrats control gerrymandering in Illinois, and they put him in with a guy named LaHood, a right-wing Trump Republican. Adam Kinzinger has a lot of character. Adam Kinzinger has stood up to Donald Trump, and as a result, they think that he probably couldn't win a primary against LaHood in that area of the state. So sadly, he's not going to do it. Frankly, I hope he won statewide. Problem is, he'd be running against a Democrat. Of course, I would support the Democrat, but he is a breath of fresh air in the Republican Party. And I think that Biden should consider giving him some position in his administration. He has stood up to Trump massively. He's on the January 6th committee. Remember, Kevin McCarthy tried to vandalize the committee, give them a Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Pelosi vetoed that. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, turns out, was planning the insurrection with Trump and others. He should be looked at for criminal prosecution himself. So when McCarthy was prevented from vandalizing the committee, he drew back. Nancy Pelosi appointed Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who accepted, Republicans, bipartisan committee, chief of staff, former Republican congressman from Virginia, bipartisan committee in every sense of the word. And both Cheney and Kinzinger said, you know, we're not likely going to do anything. But Kinzinger came out with a very important statement just now, very important statement. And they asked him about Trump. You know, they've referred Bannon for prosecution, Meadows for prosecution. They're going to refer others. And, you know, Merrick Garland is sitting back and not doing much of anything on this. Quite frankly, I'm quite disappointed in Merrick Garland. I do not think he's aggressive enough. But a referral from a committee to consider prosecuting him holds his feet to the fire. And here's what Adam Kinzinger said, one of the Republicans on the committee, quote, he said, I'm not yet ready to declare that Trump is guilty of a crime, but the panel is investigating the likelihood that he is. Then he goes on and says, nobody is above the law. And if the president knowingly allowed what happened on January 6th to happen, and in fact was giddy about it, and that violates a criminal statute, he needs to be held accountable. He's not a king. Former presidents, they are not former kings. That is a magnificent statement. That's an important statement. I'm going to parse it for you, and I'm going to read it again very, very quickly. Quote, this is Kinzinger. I'm not ready yet to declare Trump guilty of a crime, but the panel is investigating the likelihood that he is. Nobody's above the law. And if the president knowingly allowed what happened on January 6th to happen, and if, in fact, it violates a criminal statute and he was giddy about it, he needs to be held accountable. He's not a king. Former presidents, they aren't former kings. Now, let's take that one at a time. Nobody's above the law. That's exactly right. That's why King George of England was above the law and George Washington wasn't. That's why we have the United States. It says, if the president knowingly allowed it to happen, are you kidding me? He sent out a save the date card. He said, come here on January 6th, got in front of them, revved them up, said, if Pence does the right thing, okay. Otherwise, oh, well, go to the Capitol, march on it, and I will be with you. And he lied, of course. He went to the White House. He knowingly allowed what happened. He encouraged it. Secondly, was he giddy about it? Giddy about it. All afternoon, they were giddy. They had a party in the White House. People would email him saying, and Meadows saying, please stop it. Kevin McCarthy called him and said, you got to stop it. And he said to Kevin McCarthy, well, Kevin, apparently these people care more about their country than you do. Okay, does it violate a criminal statute? Liz Cheney read the statute the other day. If anybody knowingly through action or inaction interferes with a function of Congress, he's guilty of a felony. That's the statute. Then he needs to be held accountable, says Kinzinger. He's not a king. Former presidents, they are not former kings. This is a very important statement. And Liz Cheney reading that statute was a very important statement. If the two Republicans on there are ready to vote to refer Donald Trump for criminal prosecution, you know the Democrats are as well, because none of them are functioning as Democrats or Republicans. They're functioning in good faith as arbiters of the truth. Trump ginned this thing up. People died. Trump lied and people died. People died. A woman got trampled to death. Another one got shot. Several people died there at the Capitol. They broke in, broke windows, crawled in looking to murder the vice president. They put up a gallows, said, hang Mike Pence. There's no doubt about that. They wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi. They went through the hall saying, oh, Nancy, and Lauren Boebert messaged out, Nancy has left the chamber, meaning don't waste your time here. Go to her office. These are criminals. He committed a criminal offense. He committed a criminal offense. And there are a number of people out there who fear that the January 6th insurrection was a trial run. It's poorly planned and executed. They had a lot of people there. They ginned them up and they gave them no guidance. There were a couple of people, oath keepers and those kinds of things, who marched in military formation. It clearly had been done in advance. Putting up a gallows clearly was done in advance. There are pipe bombs left at the Democratic and Republican headquarters by these insurrectionists. But the fear out there is that Trump and his allies will attempt another coup. And the best way, and maybe the only way to stop it, and to stop Trump getting the Republican nomination and then using criminal violent behavior to seize the election, is to refer him for prosecution to Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland needs a infusion of courage. It's pretty clear what happened. And I think an infusion of courage would be a bipartisan committee, Republicans and Democrats, unanimously referring Donald Trump for criminal prosecution, for ginning up and causing that insurrection, assembling it in the first place, speaking to it, having his son speak to it. Giuliani spoke to it. Some of his closest supporters speaking to it. One of them, Mo Brooks from Alabama, wore a bulletproof vest. He said he wasn't expecting trouble, just a bunch of folks. When was the last time you wore a bulletproof vest? You never did, in all likelihood. And if you did, you didn't do it because you were at a picnic just with regular folks. And then they marched up and Trump said, I'll be with you. And it wasn't true. They thought that Trump was leading the insurrection. They went up there and probably half or more of them were just revved up people who were supporters of Trump who had been lied to about the election and believed it. But there were hardcore military types there in military formation. There were people who were armed and they went in there to kill the vice president and the speaker, throw everything in confusion. Trump would say, well, we have to have the legislatures pick the electors and simply stay on. Simply stay on. That is what happened. That could happen again. And the best way to do it is for everybody to sit here and do nothing. And the best way to stop it is for the January 6th committee to refer Trump for criminal prosecution. Give a little shot of courage to old Merrick Garland. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.